2020年山西省中考考前适应性训练试题。一、情景反应。本题共五个小题，每小题你将听到一组对话，请你从每小题所给的 A、B、C 三幅图片中选出与你所听到的信息相关联的一项。
Number one, wow, I didn't know you could play the arhu.
I'm interested in folk music, so I learned how to play it.
Wow, I didn't know you could play the arhu.
I'm interested in folk music, so I learned how to play it.
Number two, Mother's Day is coming. What can be a good gift?
I think you can get a handbag for your mom.
Mother's Day is coming. What can be a good gift?
I think you can get a handbag for your mom.
Number three, could I wear the dress for the party?
Sure, it looks really beautiful.
Could I wear the dress for the party?
Sure, it looks really beautiful.
Number four, you speak English so well.
Thanks. I listen to the tape every day.
You speak English so well.
Thanks. I listen to the tape every day.
Number five, we will plant some trees this weekend. Would you like to come with us?
Of course. I'm glad to do something to protect the environment.
We will plant some trees this weekend. Would you like to come with us?
Of course. I'm glad to do something to protect the environment.
二、对话理解。本题共五个小题，每小题你将听到一组对话和一个问题，请你从每小题所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出一个最佳选项。
Number six, you look much thinner. How did you make it?
Oh, I just did exercise every day.I went swimming twice a week and played basketball three times a week.
Question, how often did the boy play basketball? You look much thinner. How did you make it?
Oh, I just did exercise every day. I went swimming twice a week and played basketball three times a week.
Question, how often did the boy play basketball?Number seven, I feel so stressed out. Let's listen to the loud music to relax.
You'd better not. It will make you more nervous. Light music, like piano music, can make you relaxed quickly.
Question, what kind of music does the boy suggest the girl to listen to? I feel so stressed out. Let's listen to the loud music to relax.
You'd better not.It will make you more nervous. Light music, like piano music, can make you relaxed quickly.
Question, what kind of music does the boy suggest the girl to listen to? Number eight, Jack, look at the boats over there. How beautiful.
Wow, I love them, and the races will be really exciting.
Question,What festival are they talking about? Jack, look at the boats over there. How beautiful.
Wow, I love them, and the races will be really exciting.
Question, what festival are they talking about? Number nine, Hey, Bob, did you see my English book anywhere?
Look, it's on Lee May's desk.
Question, where are they probably talking? Hey, Bob, did you see my English book anywhere?
Look, it's on Lee May's desk.
Question, where are they probably talking?
Number 10. Did you go to the movies last night?
Yes, but the film wasn't interesting at all, and I fell asleep.
Question, what did the girl mean? Did you go to the movies last night?
Yes, but the film wasn't interesting at all, and I fell asleep.
Question, what did the girl mean?
Sam.语篇理解，本题你将听到一篇短文，请你根据短文内容和所提出的五个问题，从每小题所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出一个最佳选项。
At my primary school, I was one of the smartest kids there. I never studied.But always got near perfect scores on all my tests. I was an excellent child, at least in my mind. I was also good at music and sports. I was pretty sure that once I got to my 7th grade, everyone, including my teachers, would be surprised by me. But actually, they weren't. When I arrived at my new class,It seemed that there was always someone else who could do better than I. My grades got worse, and actually, I needed to study for my tests. I believed I wasn't smart. I believed I wasn't talented. I believed I failed. Over the next 2 years, I had to work very hard. Grades were still very low, but gradually improving.I worked really hard, but was still never the best at everything. But do I really have to be the best at everything? All the pressure I was feeling, all that embarrassment when I did wrong, that was me. I was being too hard on myself. In fact, when I did badly on a test, my classmates would never laugh at me. No one is perfect.There will probably always be someone better than me at something. I will never be the number one at everything, and it's really okay.
I was an excellent child, at least in my mind. I was also good at music and sports. I was pretty sure that once I got to my 7th grade, everyone, including my teachers, would be surprised by me. But actually, they weren't. When I arrived at my new class, it seemed that there was always someone else who could do better than I.My grades got worse, and actually, I needed to study for my tests. I believed I wasn't smart. I believed I wasn't talented. I believed I failed. Over the next 2 years, I had to work very hard. Grades were still very low, but gradually improving. I worked really hard, but was still never the best at everything.But do I really have to be the best at everything? All the pressure I was feeling, all that embarrassment when I did wrong, that was me. I was being too hard on myself. In fact, when I did badly on a test, my classmates would never laugh at me. No one is perfect. There will probably always be someone better than me at something.I will never be the number one at everything, and it's really okay.
四， 听力填空。本题你将听到一篇短文，请你根据所听内容完成下面的表格，并将获取的信息填到相应的位置上，每空一词。
Although the ability to talk with others comes naturally to some, it is a skill that most of us must develop. With a little effort, even shy people can learn to feel comfortable speaking with anyone. Speak less and listen more. People love to speak about themselves. In social situations, be sure to ask others about their interests, work,opinions, and so on. And in this way, you will be regarded as a great talker, though you've said little or nothing. Develop your sense of humor. Take notes of the things that make you laugh, and pay attention to what others find humorous. You don't have to be a great storyteller in order to make others laugh.Or your listeners will think you don't take yourself too seriously. Know about present events. Even with limited time, you can have a knowledge of what has happened in the world recently. Pay for a weekly news magazine, or at least read the headings of a daily paper. You can even catch the news online these days. Keep your own opinions short.If you talk too much about your own ideas or achievements, your listeners will get bored in 3 minutes. Being short goes a long way in social situations. In short, being a good listener is the half of the success. Sharing fresh information with a sense of humor is the other.
Although the ability to talk with others comes naturally to some, it is a skill that most of us must develop. With a little effort, even shy people can learn to feel comfortable speaking with anyone. Speak less and listen more. People love to speak about themselves. In social situations, be sure to ask others about their interests, work,opinions, and so on. And in this way, you will be regarded as a great talker, though you've said little or nothing. Develop your sense of humor. Take notes of the things that make you laugh, and pay attention to what others find humorous. You don't have to be a great storyteller in order to make others laugh.Or your listeners will think you don't take yourself too seriously. Know about present events. Even with limited time, you can have a knowledge of what has happened in the world recently. Pay for a weekly news magazine, or at least read the headings of a daily paper. You can even catch the news online these days. Keep your own opinions short.If you talk too much about your own ideas or achievements, your listeners will get bored in 3 minutes. Being short goes a long way in social situations. In short, being a good listener is the half of the success. Sharing fresh information with a sense of humor is the other.